This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Toastmasters podcast. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we have a great show for you today. We're going to be speaking about the Revitalized Education Program, and we have two very, very special guests. First, we have Pat Johnson, the Toastmasters 2010-2011 International President, and we also have the Chief Executive Director of Toastmasters International, Dan Rex. Dan, Pat, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to be here with you.
Great to have you guys with us. So Toastmasters around the world have probably heard of by now the Revitalized Educational Program. But for those who are maybe not as familiar or haven't even heard of it, could perhaps, Dan, you give us a summary of what it is and a little bit of the history behind it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Revitalized Education Program is the first in-depth look that the organization has taken of the Toastmasters educational experience in a very long time, and probably the most in-depth look that we've ever taken. The process started back in about 2009 as the board was brainstorming the 2010 strategic plan, and there was a lot of discussion around needing to examine, modernize, and give a new foundation to the Toastmasters educational program without changing the Toastmasters experience. And that is the fabulous experience that we've all gone through at our club meetings.
Very good. Now, this might be a good time too to add, I'll ask you, Pat, if you would, to talk about this a little bit. There has been certainly a renewed focus on leadership throughout Toastmasters International. And as much as that's been talked about over the past few years, there may still be some who don't totally understand it or understand why the organization has put an increased emphasis on leadership. Could you touch on that a bit for us, Pat?
Certainly. One of the focuses is when we look at leadership, first of all, we recognize that communication is one of the absolute essential skills to be a good leader. And also that we build leaders through our experiential program as we work through our club officer roles, our roles within the meeting, as well as up through the district and into international. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, looking at that from a real learning perspective and saying, goodness gracious, this is what this is all about. I remember early on as a member of the board having discussions about management versus leadership and articulating the differences of that and recognizing that indeed we were in the leadership business and of educating people on that topic. There's been some discussion around, you know, oh, we don't have a full leadership program and conversation around that. But in fact, when we participate in communication, we're almost always pushed to the front and become the leader almost by default because we have the communication skills. And so I think it's just been a natural progression and very exciting when Toastmasters launched its new brand where leaders are made and as we build and continue to build that program around that branding.
Hmm. Do you think the leadership focus takes away anything from the public speaking focus?
In my opinion, absolutely not. I think they walk hand in hand. Mm-hmm. There's a great synergy that's created between the two. As I mentioned, the communication is one of the absolute critical skills to be a leader. If you can't communicate, you can't portray a vision, which is one of the characteristics of leadership is having a vision. And you can't lead if nobody follows you. So again, you have to communicate, build a team. Build that collaborative process. So absolutely essential to be a good communicator, meaning that you listen, think, and speak, and so that it certainly takes us into leadership.
Okay. Great. One of the things that excited me when I heard about this Revitalized Educational Program is that this isn't something that's just being developed in a boardroom somewhere behind closed doors, as it were, but that rather the members are having an opportunity to be part of the development and shaping of this program. So, Dan, could you talk a little bit about how that is taking place, the structure? I'm referring, of course, to the Learning Masters and Ambassadors.
Yes, thank you. The Learning Masters are involved very early on in this process, and part of their role is to ensure that organizationally we have a strong understanding of how the learning experience works at the club level around the world. And we know that there are cultural differences in the way meetings are conducted, but we wanted to make sure that learning, or we wanted to understand, better said, how learning was working, and the Learning Masters have been helping us with that. Ultimately, the Learning Masters will also participate in the formation of the final product, in that as learning modules are developed, they're going to work with us through beta testing steps, both as individuals and as well at club meetings. So we'll have input from Toastmasters clubs around the world all through the development process. When the product is closer to being ready to be launched, that's where the ambassadors will come in. Each district has a chief ambassador and then a team of ambassadors. And an ambassador typically works with four or five clubs. And then those ambassadors will work with clubs at the club level, at the club meetings, and helping them learn about and understand the way this new educational system and program is going to work.
Do you already have all the Learning Masters and ambassadors picked, or is there still an opportunity for people if they wanted to participate in that?
The Learning Masters are all in place, and we're in the final stages of the selection of the ambassadors. Mm-hmm. So by the time people hear this, it's probably we're too far down the road to add anyone. Now, if individuals end up dropping out or something comes up that they're not able to work with us, we may end up needing to add additional people down the road. So if there are people who are interested in that, they can certainly send us an email to the World Headquarters team. education@toastmasters.org would be the place for that to go.
All right.
And am I correct in understanding that for the Learning Masters, included in the selection of people involved in that are brand new Toastmasters in some cases? Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. What we wanted to ensure during the development process is that we learn from the experience of brand new Toastmasters, Toastmasters who have been around a while but maybe haven't been a club leader, those who have been club leaders, those who have been district leaders, those who have been leaders at the international level. And I guess boiled down what that means is we wanted to have input from all sectors of the organization. And as you mentioned before, we certainly didn't want all of the decision making and all of the learning to be done by a small group of people in a boardroom or in some other type of environment. Now, the primary development task will fall to the development team here at World Headquarters, along with some vendors that we've chosen to help us with that. Mm-hmm. But the testing and the beta testing level of all of this is going to happen through the membership. So there's not a possibility of us ending up with a product that's anything other than fantastic, given the member input that we'll have had along the way.
I like that optimism, Dan.
Pat, I understand you have a unique role as the moderator for the Learning Masters. Can you talk a little bit about that role and what you've been doing and will be doing?
Certainly. It's very interesting to get to participate at this level. My role is to send out monthly questions to the Learning Masters, and they respond to those. We have a forum where they communicate back and forth and share their perspectives on whatever the questions may be that are asked, and they're different each month based on where we are in development or some need that is required for the development or information that we want to get or a specific perspective. As the moderator, I do watch that the forum, and I read every day what people write, and some of them are very verbose and some of them are very clear and concise. But when you get that number of people weighing in on topics or questions, it's an interesting scenario. Sometimes I ask clarifying questions, and there's also a bigger role that they have out of World Headquarters in terms of being Learning Masters. They answer surveys and visit clubs and get information as well. So they come fairly informed. And as Dan said, with the broad demographics that we've accessed through the Learning Masters, it's also representative in their comments. Some people in the program or the Learning Masters haven't even completed a CC. So when you talk about the program, everybody comes from that different perspective. So very, very fascinating.
Great. I know that some of the Toastmasters educational content, the manuals and such that clubs use on a regular basis now, in some cases was developed maybe 20, 30 years ago. Obviously, just in the realm of technology alone, a lot has changed. Dan, could you touch on how maybe some of the assignments, if you will, in the manuals will change as a result of technology, and also how people might be able to access the content itself given the changes in technology over the past 20, 30 years?
Sure. Let's take a step back and talk about the foundation of education in Toastmasters. Our secret sauce, as it were, is the experiential nature of the club meeting. And supporting that are two primary things. One are the manuals that the organization has produced over the last 70 years. And another one is the tribal knowledge of those who have participated in the program before. So in the early stages of this process, we did a complete inventory of the skills and attributes that members learn as they go through the Toastmasters program. And this is a very extensive list, hundreds and hundreds of items. And then we contrasted and compared each of those skills and attributes that are learned with the information that the organization has provided, whether it's in print as part of the manuals, through Better Speaker Series or Successful Club Series modules, to identify where we've provided education materials previously, or where there are gaps in that process, and where the human element that is so important to the organization has filled in. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of gaps. In terms of educational development of the individual member, much has depended upon the culture of their club and the experience of their club. And ultimately, that can lead to an educational experience that is perhaps not as full if they were in a different club. And that's one of the things that we wanted to overcome going through this process. So we collated all of that down and boiled it down into a series of core competencies that are familiar to the organization. So if you think of public speaking as a competency, that's clearly something that we learn in Toastmasters. Another competency is building confidence. A huge result of experiencing the program is confidence. Another one is interpersonal communication. And then there are some leadership competencies like leading and managing, and then leading strategically. And these five competencies are the foundation of the new program as we go forward and develop it educationally. Now, when you think about educational output, there are so many more options now than there were even 5 years ago, let alone 20 years ago. So the plan is to enable individuals to choose how they want to receive their educational materials and then how they want to experience the program. So imagine somebody who does want to get a new member kit printed, like new member kits are printed now. That's fine. You can do that. But also imagine that in addition to your printed materials, you'll have access to e-learning modules and video learning that will support that manual experience. If you want to engage educationally through a tablet or through any type of personal computer, you'll also be able to do that as well. And all of those technologies are under development now, but the result will be a program that is much more flexible in terms of media than it ever has been and incorporates modern learning technologies in ways that we never have before educationally at the international level.
Well, obviously, there's going to be some kind of transition period as there are obviously lots of materials out there among the Toastmaster world right now that will be phased out. What would you say to a member who's maybe three quarters of the way towards achieving a particular educational award, maybe the Distinguished Toastmaster, who knows there's going to be some changes coming down the pike here? Are we going to reach a date where just all of a sudden that work is going to go by the wayside and they're going to have to start over from scratch? How's the organization handling that?
Well, there's going to be a significant period of overlap, and we haven't defined that yet. But we know from our experiences in the past when we've changed or modified either the recognition path or the educational program that it's important to allow those who are continuing in a current mode to be able to complete that mode within a reasonable amount of time. We do anticipate that there will be people who will want to jump midstream into the new program, and we'll figure out how to accommodate that as well. So in the second half of 2014, when the program launches, we'll provide more information about that, but the details aren't all worked out at this point.
Right. Pat, what do you think are going to be the significant benefits to members, both current members and future members, who don't even know they're going to be Toastmasters someday?
Well, that's asking me to look into the future, and I guess what I would predict is flexibility of a program, certainly in the way people can access it. There's been lots of conversation around being very relevant in our world and making things very timely and applicable. So I think that while we've had conversations in the past and people look at some of the manuals and wonder if it's really relevant, I think there'll be a greater relevance. Again, the challenge always is how do you stay current when things go so quickly in our world now?
Sure.
But I think that there will be those sections of our demographic that will want to access things online, and then we get that push shove, as we discovered a number of years ago when we went to the organization and asked our members, do you want your manuals just online, or do you want your magazine just online? And people are, you know, there's a human outcry that, no, I want to hold on to my documents. So we still have that mixture, and that provides challenges also for the organization as we look at the portion of us that want to hold our documents in our hands and those that want to live online and live a paperless environment. So there's, you know, I think that there will be that opportunity to do it very cleanly for those people that want to in the future in terms of paper. And those of us that have filled out forms and multiple forms and have stacks of manuals and binders and everything in our offices or our home somewhere through Toastmasters will perhaps not exist in the future. They'll have them stored on some disk somewhere or some other technology. So I think it'll look different, and I think it'll be very relevant looking and yet still support those people that want the hands-on paper.
Sure. Yeah, there are a lot of parallels with the book industry right now. With all the books, with the e-books coming out and everybody... Well, not everybody, but a lot of people moving towards ebooks, but you still have that sizable chunk of the market that wants a physical book, that wants to hold in their hand.
And I think that what we're doing also is that because we're in education, we're running parallel to the same issues that universities and colleges are running into, that people are buying their books online, but there's people that go to the bookstore that still buy the book. And, you know, we just are going to straddle that line for a long time, in my opinion.
Sure. Right. Well, one of the strategies that I use with some online learning is I do like to have a physical notebook. I have a whole bunch of physical notebook, but I download the material in PDF format. I print it out, and then I have it physically. So it's kind of the best of the both worlds. You don't have to wait 3 days to get it in mail. You don't have to pay for all that extra cost, but you actually have a physical copy. So that works well for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm like that. I think that, you know, Toastmasters is very conscious of our clients and being our members, and it is what satisfies people. And also keeping in mind the different learning styles of people, right? It's not just that I have to have something in my hand, but I'm a note taker, and I want to carry it around, and I want to read it when I have a moment, and that may not be accessible electronically all the time. So there's just different needs of individuals, and I think Toastmasters is going to the nth degree to address that.
That's great.
Right.
Yeah.
And Pat, onto the actual modernized content itself that Learning Masters are testing in some of the clubs and districts. I'm not sure how far along that process we are so far. Has new content actually been tried out yet in districts, or is that still coming down the road?
No, that's further down. As Dan mentioned, there's vendors who are working at designing, and we're asking questions to feed and to support what the curriculum designers are working on. So
right.
when they come up to something or are looking at a principle of our learning, there may be questions around that to validate or clarify where to go or how to answer those questions. And maybe Dan wants to add to this. But I think that in terms of content, from my perspective, with the Learning Masters, that's a far way, well, that's out there. We're not talking about specific content right now. We've had discussions about the principles of mentoring and the importance of that, the foundational skill of evaluating and how that is so critical to the success of a Toastmasters program or club. So those foundational pieces we've had discussions around, but in terms of getting right down into the content of a curriculum design, that's not where the Learning Master has been involved in any great depth yet.
Right.
And perhaps later on, but we ask one question a month of the Learning Masters. So it's a pretty broad question that hopefully stimulates their thinking and gets them to think, what would an enhanced learning curriculum or learning program actually be if you could create this? What would that be, keeping the foundational principles of Toastmasters, like as Dan said, our secret sauce that makes us special and stand apart from signing up for that 8-week college course. And so keeping those foundational pieces and yet being creative and saying, how do we keep Toastmasters relevant in the future world and develop that? So I think it's very exciting because I feel like similar to the people that go into space, we're out there, we know we're going to land somewhere, but I would say that personally, I'm not sure where that, I know there's a plan for us landing and I know where that is, but I don't have every step articulated of how we get there.
Gotcha. You just hope the landing's going to be somewhere on Earth.
Oh, it will be. We're well grounded.
Good. All right. Yeah. Well, Dan and Pat, is there anything that you wanted to tell our listeners that we might have left out so far about this program?
One of the things that I would say to listeners is that there's a lot of energy and resources being put into this program, both with the vendors, world headquarters, and our members around the world. And I think that that's a formula for success. One of the things that I know as a change manager and somebody that's certified in change management is that you need to get people involved and you need to consult your stakeholders. And we've at World Headquarters has gone to the nth degree to do that with both the Learning Masters and the ambassadors later on. So I think I agree with Dan that we're poised for success in this program. And it is a huge undertaking, but it's very, very exciting also.
Right. It's worth it and it needs to be done. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Dan, any final comments?
Yeah, I'll say to our members around the world, thanks for your patience. You know, we've been talking about this for some months now and a great deal of excitement is generated. We made the decision to talk about this with the membership early on and begin to involve the Learning Masters and the ambassadors. But it is a lengthy process. Mm-hmm. The Toastmasters program has been very successful for nearly 90 years. And our clear objective here is to improve the program, create a stronger educational foundation, and have as a result a product that's better than it is now. But there are also risks inherent with that. And we're being very deliberate about the steps that we're taking so as not to put the organization and our risk and our brand reputation worldwide in a place where we don't want it to be. So thanks for being patient. It'll be spectacular when you see it.
All right, Dan and Pat, thank you so much for being on with us and sharing this information. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I certainly look forward to the changes.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just an ending note for our listening audience. If you do want to check out this program and some more details about it, you could find it directly on the Toastmasters.org website. You could go to the link toastmasters.org/members/revitalized education program, all one word. If that's too complicated, you could just go into the Google bar and type Toastmasters Revitalized Education Program, and it should come up first on the list. Thank you very much for being with us. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.